Welcome to the Today I Learned podcast, episode 909, where we cover the top 25 most interesting things found on the internet today. Let's start the show.
Number 1. Today I learned a Harvard study found that hiring one highly productive toxic worker does more damage to a company's bottom line than employing several less productive, but more cooperative, workers.
Number 2. Today I learned that the 19th Amendment, women's suffrage, almost wasn't ratified until a Tennessee senator who was against it, Harry Burns, received a letter from his mother telling him to be a good boy and vote for ratification. He broke the deadlock the next day and the 19th was ratified.
Number 3. Today I learned a Florida man used a cell phone jammer every day while traveling to work because he didn't want drivers around him to be distracted on their phones. As a result, he was fined $48,000 by the FCC.
Number 4. Today I learned that despite playing an anti-Semitic Kazakhstani man, Sacha Baron Cohen is actually speaking Hebrew throughout the entire movie Borat.
Number 5. Today I learned that a place exists called the Gateway to Hell in Ethiopia, one of the hottest and most alien places on the planet. The air is toxic to humans and organisms were found living in pure acid without any oxygen.
Number 6. Today I learned that Theodore Roosevelt Jr., the son of the famous president, was the only general to land in the first wave of the D-Day landings, despite having a heart condition that forced him to walk with a cane. He succumbed to a heart attack a month later, and was awarded a posthumous Medal of Honor.
Number 7. Today I learned a single Chilean flamingo named Pink Floyd escaped a Utah aviary and lived a solitary life at the Great Salt Lake for 18 years, eating brine shrimp and socializing with gulls and swans. Locals unsuccessfully petitioned to have other flamingos released in the area to keep Floyd company.
Number 8. Today I learned that when falconers want to breed falcons, they wear special sex hats with pockets to catch falcon semen. Birds reared by humans often sexually imprint on the falconer. The sex hat encourages the falcon to copulate with the falconer's head and collects its sperm for artificial insemination.
Number 9. Today I learned humans have had the ability to join together two pieces of metal for at least 4,500 years.
Number 10. Today I learned about a true story, the first sci-fi novel written by a Greek-speaking Syrian in the 2nd century AD. This satire is the earliest known work of fiction to include travel to outer space, alien life forms, and interplanetary warfare.
Number 11. Today I learned that the Netherlands sends Canada 20,000 tulip bulbs every year to thank them for their help during World War II.
Number 12. Today I learned in 2003 New Zealand engineer Bruce Simpson designed a $5,000 cruise missile using off-the-shelf parts sourced from the internet. Despite being entirely legal, his project was shut down by the government.
Number 13. Today I learned Stephen King's father left his family under the pretense of going to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Number 14. Today I learned the three men who volunteered to turn of the valve at Chernobyl did not die shortly after, and two are still alive today. Number 15. Today I learned that a Brazilian man announced he would be burying his $500,000 Bentley so he could use it in the afterlife. After a lot of critique about him wasting money, it turned out that it was a PR stunt for organ donations.
Number 16. Today I learned the CIA once paid prostitutes to lure individuals into monitored safe houses in New York, San Francisco, and Marin. The prostitutes then gave their clients LSD and other substances while the CIA watched through one-way glass.
Number 17. Today I learned in Star Trek, The Next Generation, it was originally planned for Deanna Troi to have four breasts, before Gene Roddenberry's wife told him that this was a poor idea.
Number 18. Today I learned that there were over 158 quintillion 962 quadrillion 555 trillion 217 billion 826 million 360,000 combinations to the Enigma machine, regarding the codes it could use for messages. Yet, Alan Turing's bomb machine, through just trial and error, was able to decode messages sent by Germans in 20 minutes.
Number 19. Today I learned that although 20 U.S. presidents served in the military and most of them during wartime, only President Kennedy was awarded a Purple Heart.
Number 20. Today I learned that IBM, an American company, supplied Nazi Germany throughout all of World War II with the computers that they needed to crunch the massive amounts of census data required to carry out the Holocaust.
Number 21. Today I learned that Harry Truman, as vice president, didn't know about the Manhattan Project. He learned of it only after Franklin Delano Roosevelt died and Truman was sworn in as president.
Number 22. Today I learned the email provider Hotmail chose its name because it included all the letters HTML. Originally it styled its name as Hotmail.
Number 23. Today I learned that Yosemite Sam was created as a new nemesis for Bugs Bunny because audiences were starting to feel sorry for Elmer Fudd and how much Bugs tormented him.
Number 24. Today I learned before the word blooper was coined, an outtake was called a boner, meaning a boneheaded mistake.
Number 25. Today I learned an indigenous language in Mexico nearly died out in 2007 after the last two remaining speakers stopped talking to each other.
That is all for today's show. Links to each article can be found in the show notes. Help support the podcast by rating us on iTunes, Google Music, or your favorite podcatcher. Thanks, and tune in tomorrow for an all-new episode of Today I Learned.